What can you see?
Not a lot. There's not a lot of light down here.
You tried the big flat?
You want to come down and try it yourself? Of course I have it on the enders. Lit up like a bloody Christmas tree here.
Pete!
Hendrik!
What was that? Something to your left, low.
Diving masters. Give them a video monitor and they all think... No, wait. You're right.
Think we found her?
Could be. Could be anything, mind. Simply like this. I'll blow some away, I think.
Looks good.
Yeah. We have the technology.
$6 million man. It's on tonight.
Ah, they're not repeating that again.
General Paul.
Every year since 76, I swear.
Well?
Let it settle a moment. Looks to me like a paddle.
Yeah!
You can get the blow clipper on ice, guys. That's our ship, all right.
Treated like cut glass, eh?
Pitcher!
Got us underwritten for another $2 million, just off the RT, till we find at least some of what's down there.
Yeah. Bodies, eh?
Nah, 140 years at 200 meters. Fish food, Anders.
Got it sorted then, boss.
$2 million.
Bargain.
The backers aren't fools, Pete. They know how much was aboard when she went down. They've got a pretty fair idea.
Did you see any of it, Pete?
Well, I've located a strong room.
Good first move.
I can make a closer search next time.
How does she look?
Good. Intact, more or less. You saw the monitor?
Yeah.
Does it look like we could think to raise her?
Nah, why bother? Strip her out and let her lay. Where's the profit in bringing her back? She's dead, man. Long dead.
What about how she found it? Any sign? Ah,
come on, Enders. It's dark, silt, all kinds of caca down there. Got my eyes on treasure, not archaeology.
No clue, then, to the story?
Yeah, I know. Publicity would be good for the firm, for the backers. But look, I don't see the problem. She's the Gravenhage. Sure, hey? A few bones, a lot of rand. Legend? You can keep that. Can't spend it.
They'll be wanting to know, Pete.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Sorry. Tell them no sign. I mean, not at the moment. She may have crossed him, she may not. Either way, she sank, hey?
There might be something. Later.
I'll look, okay? I'm just saying, today he wasn't down there. Blake and Hollander, he wasn't there.
No?
Nah, P.S. Gravenhage. She's just another wreck, like the others. No story, no legend, no Flying Dutchman.
Present The Flying Dutchman by Roger Daines. With Owen Teal as Willem van der Decken, The Flying Dutchman.
That would do, Steward.
Thank you, madame.
I think sometimes this is the worst of the business, that one has to drink so much here.
Oh, you would quite dry out if not, my dear Katerina. Like leather, your skin would be inside a fortnight.
Why put it off? It's likely to happen within a year anyway.
Oh, there is no certainty of that, you know. I shall work against it for myself, and so should you. A wide hat and a veil is of the absolute essence.
No, I have already seen too many ruined complexions among the womenfolk of Marcus's family.
Which shouldn't stop you attempting to avoid it.
You shouldn't convince me, Geneviève.
Ah.
And then I am too much inclined to help my husband, out and about, in every practical way possible.
Oh, that hardly obliges you to disagree.
Believe me, my dear, I can't stay indoors shaded like a lady forever. A couple of summers such as this, and it will be peaches and cream no longer.
Peaches you shall have in plenty, Marwood, when we reach Natal. The cream might be a little more scarce in this season, unless you may be content with goat's milk.
Paul, we were speaking of the complexion of Madame Goat.
Apologies. But the fool in society is not the less a magician in affairs.
Even supposing you the former Meneer Lamartine, which I do not for
if sure. You please, Paul, not another financial dissertation.
You do not wish to hear me?
In all honesty,
of course we do, sir.
No.
Our young compagnon de voyage has, I think, the advantage over a mere wife. So, I will tell you.
You have bought the ship.
No, my cher. The Gravenhage is in no danger of foundering in the depths of even my pockets. No. In any case, shipping is too insecure by far an investment for a man of my years.
Then what?
It is a railroad.
No, anything but a railroad company. Even a canal venture
but
would
be. Do you not have any idea how rich this country is?
Oh.
Which Frau Groth and her estimable husband are seeking to make richer yet by supplying it with all beef cattle to fill its millions of mouths. And how vast a country it is.
I have seen the charts, Paul.
Think, a railroad from Durban.
To where?
To everywhere. To Frau Groth's own front door. To carry to her everything she needs, and to take away all her cattle to the cities, then multiply her farmstead by 100,000. Do you see?
Well, it would save the trouble of herding.
Oh, there is coal, game, copper, golden diamonds for all we know. Forests, plains, felt, the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea, and all exploitable things in this Cape Land that need to be taken from the one place to the other.
Even you do not have capital enough for this, Paul.
Probably so, but that is entirely the magic of business. There is on this very ship such a company of men as I have never met. There are bonds and bankers' drafts and ready money in the strong boxes and cabin trunks aboard this Gravenhage that would buy up the whole...
Your pardon, Monsieur Lamartine, if you will permit, ladies.
My wife, Monsieur De Witt, the second officer.
Enchanté.
And I, madame. Third officer only, however, I'm afraid.
but we live in hope, Monsieur De Witt. Look, and this is Frau Katharina Groth.
Your servant, my Frau.
Meneer.
The captain's compliments, Monsieur Lamartine. If you still wish to see the workings of the ship, I've been given the time to act as guide. The ladies, too, of course, if they would like.
Thank you, no.
My wife has no idea of the romance of heavy machinery.
I should very much like to come with you, if that is possible.
Madame Groth has a sea in her blood, as the saying runs.
Certainly, it is possible. Though, if I may warn Frau Groth, there is perhaps some danger of soiling her clothes. The engine room, in particular.
Oh, only a child would be ignorant of that, David.
An excellent reason for not going, if you ask me.
It sounds fascinating.
Oh, it is. It pounds and smokes, eats and drinks like a living thing. And like a living thing, it creates power and fortunes.
Good evening, Frau. Are you taking the air?
Trying to blow some of the steam and oil from my lungs.
You may find it difficult.
True. There is hardly a breath of wind.
Have your traveling companions deserted you?
Monsieur Lamartine is taking coffee. Madame has retired.
I see. I should wish you a good evening, then.
They are not my chaperones, Monsieur de Ville.
No. No, I understand that.
How long before we reach Durban, would you say now?
8 days now, at our present rate. And there is no good reason why that should drop.
Another advantage of steam power.
Oh, yes. Had we been reliant upon the wind... Have you voyaged often before?
Never.
You must forgive my curiosity. I have not met a lady who would trail a skirt round the engine room.
Interest.
If you will permit me, is your husband in the Marine?
No. A farmer.
Of course. Monsieur Lamartine said. And that the sea was in your blood.
He exaggerates.
Well, I certainly had a reason.
You must ask him yourself. I had to leave you, Mynheer. I am tired.
Yeah, may I escort you?
Thank you, no. I will find my own way. Good night to you.
She went. She ran.
Really?
I'm intrigued by that lady.
She is not available.
Not in that way.
Oh, really?
No. She intrigues me, that's all.
I would hazard... You asked her?
Nothing.
You may have thought so. But I am old and French. I know, women especially. You have asked her about her family.
No.
Not directly, perhaps. She will not talk about it, my friend. Not here. Not above all... in these waters.
Your meaning is too obscure for me.
I should not tell you, did it? But I've had one cognac, or two more than is good for me. Our Frau Gold, she goes to join her husband, to farm, a long way from the sea.
I know this. She makes no secret.
She comes from an inland farming family, from Venlo, far from the sea also.
Yes.
Her first voyage... She has avoided the sea, consciously, all her life.
She is nervous.
Her family name. This farming family of hers, before she married, her name was Vanderdecken.
The same.
Direct descent. It frightens her a bit. She knows she has come to the same waters as her ancestor.
Willem Vanderdecken.
Yes. As a Flying Dutchman.
Easy with it now! Easy, I say!
A lot of money, Captain. Swinging on the end of one little rope. So... if it should snap, well then.
Swing it to me gently, boys!
Many a merchant captain would be more anxious.
Ready to take it down, Mynheer!
Throw it away,
how then. Many perils can there be to befall a cargo before we meet Amsterdam again? Thousands. Yes. This is nothing. Just the beginning for me. But your spice is aboard my ship, and you're concerned with it.
Mynheer, Captain, he's not like you, Senor Vanderdecken.
That's well.
You say so.
There is only so much riches. I share ill.
It would be good business done with others like you, Senor.
Just business, Mynheer Escudero.
There is the entry, Captain.
But Mynheer Wilder, it says here six.
As a mistake. If they corrected it, it said six. But there aren't six, so it says four.
Am I the master here, or the carpenter? Gentlemen.
The master.
Mynheer, you are the captain.
The owner of the whole vessel and cargo.
Most of the cargo, certainly.
Mynheer Wilder, why does it say six here?
It was a miscount.
It was a fraud.
No, Captain.
It was a deception. You will pay it from your share, Mynheer Wilder. I calculated to be a theft from the cargo of 17 gold pieces.
That is beyond all reason.
So, You may step ashore when we make Goa, if you wish it, and I shall find another carpenter.
Oh, we'll do that, gladly.
But I will not restow all our cargo in order to find you your share. 17 gold pieces, I suggested.
Monstrous!
Speaks the man who is his own worst enemy in the matter.
What should he have done, Gelder?
He should not have tried such a stupid, petty fraud.
No fraud, mistake.
Don't waste my time, Builder. If that didn't work on the captain, why try it on your fellow officers?
No, it's common practice on any ship, all ships, even the prince's own.
Not here. And hasn't Mynheer Vanderdecken just made that clear enough to us? Striking. If you've got any little scheme going, you'd be best advised to put a stop to it.
Best advice? Who's yours?
If you like.
You're the clean-handed one in this, are you?
I don't intend to tell you.
Yeah. And in any case, it's a known carpenter's right.
If I were you, I would just take some time to learn myself how Vanderdecken intends to sail this voyage. He is not going to allow normal rites of fraudulence. That's the truth.
And you think 17 gold pieces, no theft from Vilda's share? That captain and owner who wants to give no one else any chance to make his own way?
You have your share in the cargo, don't you?
You're on his side.
How much do you stand to gain? You personally?
I don't know. Depends on the
gold. 100 in gold, 2, 3? Well, half a fortune or 3/4? What?
It depends. You know.
Well,
that.
Whatever it is, it's nothing. While Vanderdecken, he's going to be a made man. His third voyage to seal his fortune for good and all. Him and his from generation unto generation. So understand this. He is not going to allow us to put that success in the tiniest particle of danger.
Now, you're a fool, Gelder. Never sailed before with a captain who liked to play God. Because that's what it is. Play acting. Nothing whatever to do with you or me taking a piece out.
You're the fool, Breuking. Vanderdecken has us there. Our shares in his cargo, in his hold. He owns our souls until we make home.
He'll be home. Home, home, home from the sea. Little Paul, you've never seen him, your father. What's he like? He's tall, dark, your papa. Big, strong arms to take you in. Take me in. And he brings such fine things. From so, so far away, little man, you could not believe. In his ship named after me, Frau Katharina. The last time we'll ever have to meet him. Sailing in at the great quay, he'll come, little Paul. The first time you'll ever. The first time to meet him, your papa. Bearer of a fortune to me we'll never want again. And you'll not ever want to go to sea, my baby. For sometimes you know the ship's only go. Frau Katharina. Home, home, home from the sea. Home, home. Home from the sea.
Oh, thank you, Gilder! I'm here, Gilder!
Boar? Boar? What were you doing to miss them so long?
Oh, Paul's been here! Coming past,
get the captain!
What?
Tell him! Four longboats bearing fast upon us! Tell him!
Sailed or rowed?
One sail, 20 or so pairs of oars, captain.
Guns?
One, forward mounted. No muskets, we think.
You think? And one main gun each boat. What poundage?
One each.
Half a pound at most, if that. Did they think to frighten us with that fire? Has Mynheer Gelder slipped to arms?
Standing to now, Captain.
Get along yourself then, Merson. I shall be there.
As if for the ball, Captain Van der Decken regrets.
Down there,
Moran! Put the gun carry below, will you? Marston, take his place at the gun.
Pirate Dan, Mynheer Gelder.
They have the advantage of us at Porto One and the speed with this wind.
So, then you may see I do not over-provision on a whim, Mynheer.
Oh, no! We have more than enough powder and shot, but men!
Men enough, but they are fast, these boats. I have met with them before.
The damage for us is going to take a day at least to repair.
It's not likely with some total either, Builder.
You stop this fireside chatting. Are we under attack or not?
We will soon be.
What do you call that then, Captain?
A foretaste. Do you wish to take that man's place? So, then I suggest, Mynheer Bloiking, you get below to see that the cook's knives are sharp.
Don't think it may overrun us.
You fight, Mynheer, or you get below.
Help me, Bloiking. I'd rather see the boat drowned than the load. And look alive!
What happened when you met those boats before?
We fought, we saved the ship and cargo.
With what loss?
Lives.
They're coming in on us!
Not a one of them to board, you hear me?
I'll never be able to push it back!
Pirates, Captain, you take 15 men off. If I know these Indians that I do, they'll try to board us in as many places as they have boats. Remember, Gelda, you fight to save your share.
For the last of my men!
If you have to. Gun Commander!
Four men dead here, all ready for God's sake!
A dozen more before we push this scum back through the rail. Turn the gun, DeVries! Turn that gun on them off!
Not yours, Master, you fool! Are there none with small shots?
We fired it this way! A children's bomb here, right in line, Captain!
Here's a fire, Merson, and you answer for it with my ship!
Too many of them are down already, Captain!
Not near enough! I command you, shoot!
Do it!
They're on our own, man!
Do it, or we'll lose everything!
Save the ship! All that matters! Shoot now, Merson! And to every man left alive, I'll give fair share of the ship's fortune.
Sir, you prepare to swear it?
Yes.
Then swear.
I swear it on all the holy books by all the devils.
Shoot the men down, boys.
Shoot.
Me. Hold him tight, Jakob, will you?
Put him nicely.
Oh, that's better. At least he won't feel anything now. But whether he lives or dies, do you expect me to tell? I'm a cook, Mynheer, not a physician. And while we're about this purse of Roy Kink, there's another cask of fresh water stove in.
And a port one spoiled.
Oh, damnation. There. Jakob, throw that with the rest. Just to cauterize the leg and then we're done. Well, as you might say, he certainly is.
Here we are, Filios. Oh, some left over. We'll have the carpenter take it to finish his caulking, eh?
Well, it's not want not.
Commendable attitude, and a new one.
New since 4 hours ago, Mynheer. It came over me, as you might say, at the exact moment our captain and owner gifted us fair share.
The devil he did.
You wouldn't be here to help me now if you hadn't believed me.
Fool!
I know my share, all right.
And how can you know what the ship holds?
We're not so low. Who stowed the cargo?
Us.
Without any interest, as you might say before, but now...
Bloody fool, promise.
Oh, well, you'll have to take that up with Van der Decken.
Our brother committed to the deep till he rise again from the sea on the last day in fulfillment of God's word.
That only leaves the offcuts.
Is there a form of words for the burial of lost limbs at sea?
No more than for those scummy pirates.
Well, the fish will have done well.
Better than you will, you might say.
So fancy catching any for a while, eh?
So, silence! Captain there! It may be you expect me to tell you how brave was our defense of our ship.
Be a start, wouldn't it?
I don't feel it to be any necessity.
Well, thank you for that then, Captain.
Quiet, you.
I observed you. Men fight to save themselves. To save what they possess. Myself as bad as you.
Ungrateful bastard.
You think, perhaps, I don't recognize the turning point. Any of you. The moment at which we... I correct myself. At which you began to fight back with effect. I know the moment. The promise made. And then you were fighting for your own. I gave you that. Because you thought your lives not worth it. The effort.
I don't think we're not grateful.
But I have to tell you, there is a cost.
Here we go. Don't tell us.
You are now bound to me, to the ship, to the cargo. Yes, your shares, as you never were before. You shall discover what it is to hold that responsibility. Almost as if you were gentlemen.
What? Why are the officers here?
Like Gelder and Breukink, yeah.
Snouts in the trough then, boys.
Silence, you bastard gentlemen.
We have voyaged before, most of us together. And this time, the last. We make home port, we are made men, all of us. Or we are all lost.
We all have lost.
How much? More than I know. Are you the purser, Breukink?
You know, when the captain and owner and merchant adventurer are all embodied in the one suit of fine clothes on land, that's one thing. But here...
not so good. The autocrat, that's our problem.
Too much the god of his own world.
What puzzles me, you know,
can you trust to a god's promise?
There was no figure mentioned, you know.
Oh, you live by numbers, Frambus.
No, no. The clerk is right. There was no word of an amount to the men's fortune. Is that strange? That Van der Decken offered only fair share?
Promised is the fact of the promise.
You weren't there, Vilda.
No more were you. Under fire at the stern whilst Van der Decken had the guns turned against you.
How many men of ours? Four we can hardly spare, that's what. And he ordered them shot down.
We can pick up more at any next port. Practicality. And if another man dies of Bouillon's butcher surgery, well... we can replace another man.
And then will those men get a share?
Will the labourer be worthy of his hire?
Any share they get comes part from ours, remember?
And to what proportion of the whole?
None. None.
How?
It cannot be. It cannot. Have you heard the men talk since the fight?
Talk? Yeah. I should say.
If I've had one ask for arithmetical help, I've had a dozen.
Gelder, they have no notion of anything else.
I know it. And each of them has another idea of what his figure is to be, for his share.
Fools that they are.
I don't think that of them. Mistaken.
You suggest they've been lied to?
That sorts with the rest, doesn't it?
No. A promise made.
This is simple, simple. They would not fight, so... they were given heart. And then they stood their ground like men. Yeah. Like men of property who beat off the robbers. That is how it was.
No, not how it was. A captain doesn't make such promises.
Exactly so. A captain does not make such promises.
Yes. Van der Decken's sermon. Even at the burial of the dead. It must be. He thinks of it as an exhortation only. No promise.
God spoke to his people. Spurred them on. And that is all.
And they smote the evildoer.
Now, I ask you this.
Can it be that God now sees himself under obligation to his people?
Oh, perhaps he should.
Does he, though?
Yeah. No.
No.
So, what is to be the men's share?
You know.
Nothing.
But Van der Decken swore it.
He swore it by himself. For he is God.
So, I am to set down another death in this book. I cannot say I had any expectation he would live.
We have those men still, Captain. A hand, a facial hurt, and a crushed chest.
But living?
Well, yes, but...
Until Jan can care for them.
Until we make port.
So. Yes? Pilot.
Captain, I finished the calculation. This is our position.
But...
Yes?
We have already passed by Madagascar, if that is so.
And it is so.
We should have put our wounded men ashore there.
But we have already passed it by.
At the near Van der Decken's order.
We should have. And pick new crew, which we need, and stores.
We have enough.
Men or stores?
Both. And the Cape of Storms to round before we replenish either.
You plan that?
You have some objection, Mynheer Purser.
We have to pass the Cape before May.
Without touching land before?
It is necessary.
It is reckless.
Oh, perhaps then you would care to suggest a course, which might bring us safe here within a month.
Mynheer Captain, you know I...
There is no such course, Broekink.
You see?
The men, the stores.
The ship, the cargo.
It is the safety of both which concerns me.
Good. We go on. We go on.
As quick and as handy as his papa, I swear it. Come, come, come to me. Now, shall we guess where your papa may be, shall we? In his ship. Two strong masts as tall as tall. Sails of white, white against the grey blue green. So tiny a boat on the great flat face of the world. Like a blackberry stain on your mouth, little scamper. Get that still while I wipe it away. Like our tears. There. Gone. All gone.
Another one gone. Got that, Jakob.
Sure we'll be tossing the healthy ones over the side soon.
Mad driven bastard that he is. There's another one of them. Am I your servant?
Probably reckons he could play twice over, cooking pots and all. You being a galley rat and him the fine deckhand gentleman these days.
Villian, where are you?
Masson can kiss my arse.
I'll ram one of your bloody pans up it, cook, if you don't show yourself smart to my next call.
Mynheer Masson, a fine morning to you.
Keep it, there's only one thing I'm after from you.
Oh, it's fish again at the venue.
And fresh, better than salt, eh?
I want your debt, cook.
Repaid?
I need it for Rycott.
Oh, you've not been gaming with him. You mug!
You lost my debt to Rycott, you knock-kneed son of an Abyssinian whore. How can I make it back from you now?
That's not my worry, is it?
It bloody is, Masson, because I don't have it.
I'll cut it out of you then, you little shit!
What the hell's going on here? Is this a galley or slaughterhouse, for God's sake?
Doubles us both, Mynheer, doesn't it?
Are you so short of a fight, Mynheer? Like me to whistle up some more Gurney's pirates, would you, so you can take this to them?
He started it.
Get up, my son.
Get up!
Oh, shit. He just came at me. He wanted money.
That's right, Meneer Gelder. Gospel. Wouldn't take no for an answer.
Did you owe him?
Cards.
You haven't got any money. None of you have.
Except perhaps Reichardt.
That's just what I told him, isn't it?
So what were you playing for?
Well?
They were all playing the same. For their shares.
What about you then, Jakob?
Holding on to what's mine, I am. Only prudent, wouldn't you say?
I can't tell them it's not like that.
Look, if somebody doesn't dare tear each other and the ship to pieces, gaming money they'll never get.
Rather they suffer than us. Because if you do tell...
And since Vanderdecken won't put to shore, that doesn't make them any quieter, does it?
But this way they're occupied at least.
Most of the time. And for that, half of me says it's right to push on.
That's the half that talks to the captain of the pilot.
It has value from us. Before winter properly sets in, go hard ahead for the Cape of Storms. But the other half of me says we'll be lucky to have crew enough left to take us round it.
Right, even without a real blow.
More to the point is we all need our time in port. The men need a rest.
They need a shag.
You mean you do?
But you know Vanderdecken. Never a one for enjoying himself on land. Not away from home, anyway.
What? Not even first voyage?
Not even. 3 times now I've sailed with him. Always the same. Worse than ever, this one, if anything.
Never known it. Not of any captain. What is the man? Pure or something? Chaste?
Clean, like a religious.
Yes, of the Holy Office. Do you want to be wary of such types? Inquisitors.
From the depths of your experiences, eh?
See this, Builder?
Look, Gelder, half right you may think him, but Vanderdecken's not to be suffered to take us round the Cape without new stores at least.
You want to tell him that?
Somebody has to.
There's the companionway.
So, but what sanctions do you think to bring against me?
Oh, well, it's not a question of sanctions, Mynheer.
No?
You know that would be close to mutiny.
Yes, I do.
But nonetheless, you will not ignore our reasons. Our request to make a landfall before we attempt the Cape.
I will not ignore your reasons, nor your request, Mynheer Breukink.
Ah, then here is the estimate of the tambourine needed.
And food and water.
So, I wondered if it were possible that you should mistake my meaning. Clearly it is.
We are then to continue as we are.
That is my decision.
But the carpentry...
Is the Vrouw Catharina not sound, Wilder, in your opinion?
For the moment, but I cannot...
You see, we go on.
We still have wounded men.
They still live. They must then be adequately cared for.
And the food and water are barely enough.
But they are enough.
Barely.
But enough.
Captain, for mercy's sake.
I will make this plain to you, my officers, and then no more. Talk of mercy. I do not understand your sentiment.
It's not sentiment.
Don't interrupt me, Wilder.
Our fortunes altogether ride in this ship, with us. How few men ever can know this control of their own destiny, as we have. And do you not see we have a right to that power? We have defended no less than everything from piracy, and shall risk it again to round the Cape of Storms.
But less risk with a fresher crew.
No, Mynheer Frambos, you are too green to know it. Delay now puts us more, not less, at hazard. How long at anchor do you suggest, Breukink?
2 weeks, perhaps.
2 weeks to pitch us right into the winter storms. Is that less risk?
We could ride out the winter in a safe bay.
So we could. Do you wish to voyage all your life, Gelder? I have a baby son. I will not wait. And it is not right that he should wait for my officers to dip their pricks into port holes. I have work.
Mm. Well, we go on, it seems.
Do we?
You see any alternative?
Outside of mutiny?
We may get to that, yet.
You'd have to be tired of living so drastic an action. When all we want is the Vrouw to put into harbor.
All right, Gelder, you think of something.
Meneer Gelder, Meneer Gelder.
What is it, Jakob?
Captain's calling for you. He's gone out of his mind once or once.
Drink, is it?
I wish to God it was. All he does is yell, pilot, pilot, and offers to stab me if I don't get you down to him at once.
Doesn't sound too good for me. What set this on?
Captain says the almanac's gone.
It can't be. It can't be gone.
So, then where is it?
It's been moved.
Why?
For some purpose, I don't know. It just must have been. Did Jakob clean here this morning?
It was here. The big book, where it always is. I never touched it.
This is a trick. This is a ruse, Gelder. This is one of your maneuvers, isn't it?
This is a misplaced almanac.
Then where is it? Where?
I don't know.
You have use of it every day, morning, noon, and every...
I am your pilot.
And now it has gone, the ship's almanac.
Misplaced, mislaid.
Stolen?
Who would steal it?
It's got no worth outside the ship.
Exactly. It has no value. Therefore, it has not been stolen. So, it has been taken.
By whom?
I never laid a hand on it, I swear.
Not by you, Gelder.
I use it day by day. What possible gain for me to move it?
Then by Breutnik.
Ask him.
Wilder.
Ask him.
Brambus.
Ask him.
De Vries, Villiern, Masson, the whole
system. Ask them all. Ask such a whole bloody ship. Why don't you?
Do you care that it's found, Mayor Gelder?
Search my berth, first of all.
And mine.
I wouldn't find it. Would I?
I can't see how.
Since you don't have it.
I don't have it.
Then we will search.
Do you think me ignorant of what you do?
No one has done anything, Captain.
You believe that by hiding the ship's almanac you can force me to put into safe harbor for you. Bend me to your will.
In the first place, the almanac...
You will not do it.
We go
on. You will not make me...
But without an almanac...
You will not make my wife wait one moment longer for me.
We cannot navigate.
I want to see my son.
If we lose the time
of
sunrise... To
see Katerina.
The time of sunset.
To see my little
boy. Then we cannot take the cross-day measurements.
My God.
And we won't know where we are.
My God, how I want to go home. So, well, it will turn up.
What? Tapped. It is not on the ship.
How can it just turn up?
When we've all searched it out in vain all over the Frau Katerina.
How does a bloody great almanac just turn up, for God's sake?
How does it go missing? By the same hand, she'll bring it back, Mynheer Gelder.
It's not possible.
It might be we could acquire another.
Oh, we could, yes.
Since we know our present position.
For certain?
I can calculate it. Then, plot a course for the nearest port.
Back.
And get a new almanac there.
No. No. I have said. Always said we do not turn back, not even for this.
This is madness.
The madness, pilot, was that which stole our almanac. No seaman would do that.
Nobody who...
No seaman would imperil his ship, his fellows. To steal our almanac is to lose our place beyond madness.
But we cannot then go on without it.
Yet you say it will turn up.
And it will, since we shall go on.
How can that be?
Who stole the book, took it to force us to turn for land. We do not turn, so there is no sense in keeping it.
But this is the greatest madness of all.
How do you know, pilot?
Things won't come right just because you refuse to bend, Vanderdecken. The man who took it knows you. He will not give in. You will not. And so?
How do you know?
I know.
You stole it.
I will not tell you.
You stole our place on the chart. The man whose place it was to find us, our pilot.
Is this true? I will not tell you.
Where is the almanac?
I will not.
Don't you dare say you won't tell me.
Captain!
Oh, let go of it.
A hand here! Who have you met? A hand
here!
Find
the deck, Hans!
An officer's quarrel.
You took it? Where is it?
Gelder! Tell him, man, for God's luck. Tell him!
Nothing to do with us.
No.
Quickly, get them apart!
It's gone.
Do you tell me so? I destroyed it.
Let it go, Captain. Oh, my dear Vanderdecken!
It's gone, Vanderdecken.
Rise these men apart, will you?
Not a captain. Oh, she's the pilot. She'll have
all your hope around the Cape of Storms. In the sea.
In the sea?
In the sea.
Then join it.
Well, for summary justice, that was summary justice. What's this?
Hot?
Jesus.
Villain. Be grateful, Masson. You'll need it come dawn.
These raisins, villain. Or have the rats been in the fire again?
Ha ha.
God help us.
Need that we do as well.
A very present help in time of trouble.
Shut up.
Oi, in the last extremity, even a cook shall remember his God.
A cook, yeah. What else has a poor cook got to look to, as you might say?
What about your fortune, then?
Stop your mouth.
Oh, and plead for my silence.
You've done enough damage there to everyone's pocket, Riker.
You want
to
go for the real prize? Take on the officers.
They're likely to game with me, aren't they? I don't think so. But I'll play you lot for your new shares, if you like.
What new shares?
Many a gelder won't be wanting his now, will he?
Oh, away with you, Reichardt.
I've calculated it all out.
It'll be all coughing.
No, I've seen him and the ship's clerk had it over their sheets.
Yes. Take it back, cook, or I'll make you eat your own shit for a change.
Calm it down there. Did Minia Frombus say yes or no about these chairs, then? Or did he just help you with the figures?
Did the figuring all for him, more like?
No, he didn't say. But I know.
You don't know, squid.
Well, when I've had all your fame fortunes off you by the time we make Amsterdam, you'll be
lost. Us make you back home? Oh, that's certain, that. Hugging the coastline like we were some wet nurse baby hanging on a tit.
Only safe. Where is
and it? If we find ourselves drawn into a lee shore, as we will, especially when we're past the Cape.
Got to get round it yet, Matson.
And that won't be any laughing party.
They sit up there, the minis, push us halfway round the world. And for what? Yeah, I know.
If we lose the shoreline, though, things will be a deal worse.
Bloody right.
Yeah, well, there's a strong enough chance of that, isn't there? First blow we get, either the old vrow smashes herself to bits on the rocks over there, or it's off over the wild horizon there, and never a hope of finding out where we are. Because why? Because that fat-ass son of a brothel cleaner's dog screwed all of us good and proper when he took that almanac from right out the pock-shaky fingers of him who calls himself master of this plague ship.
You finished.
Take it away. Makes me want to spew my guts.
You've left the best bit.
And what's that, the bowl?
Oh, bastard. It's the best any of us will get till we make Table Bay.
Speed the day.
Amen. So then, what do you say to a game?
Oh, I'd say you could stick your card...
Give me. Minia Wielder, Captain's word, stop your dinner.
Oh, pleasure.
We want every man on deck. We've got to batten down. There's a real blow coming.
How long do we?
Every man on deck. Move his house, then.
We haven't been well to
do. And if we're not sure of speed, it'll hit us hard.
Yeah, before even we have our boots on.
Get that men up to the way! What do you chain us up?
Hold
the boat! Yes, Pepsi! Put
the boat down! You have to!
Help me!
catch the gun before it smashes us to pieces! Hold on!
Bangkok! You
may! A sheet from the mainsail! Force, cut it away!
What are your men up to? Help here!
I need all the hands I have! Get your own cannon, Wilder!
Where's the breeze? Where's the master gunner?
It's his job, mate! He can do it! He'll take the other end of this
ship!
With
me! Leave him! Get you to the other side! Now move, will you?
Catch it!
Let it run! When the ship next rolls, take the slain and heave! Time enough for that! Cease now! Stop, I say!
Scream well for it!
Get him below!
Take his legs, Master!
Very obliging! Correct that yaw! Correct it, Mynheer! Must I do it all alone?
You're losing this battle, Van Dittick. Or you'll be not be men.
I will not lose the brow, Katerina.
I tell you.
You tell me nothing.
You mean you take no advice?
I need none.
But you murdered the pilot who dared give you it.
I am now the pilot and captain.
And pilot! You have lost your ship and captain the same.
You shall see if I have lost my shipbuilder, Breukink, all of you.
Bring us safe by your own hand.
Why not? Have I not thus far?
This is safe.
I will do it by my own hand, by my will. Pilot and captain and master and owner, I will.
Then bid the storm cease, for you surely think yourself God.
There is no God else. I am the measure of God in this storm, and I will bring my ship safe.
You cannot do it! You swear you, Bandit.
I swear this by myself. We voyage safe, whole, sound. We make passage of this Cape of Storms, come what may. I swear it by my own name, Vanderdecken, come what may. Safe to our loved ones, safe home, though it take us till the wreck of time.
Paul, chérie, je suis là.
J'arrive, j'arrive. Ah, voilà, ma chérie. Ah,
merci.
Ah, que c'est bon. Ah, ma dear Frau Groth.
Monsieur
Lamartine,
est-ce
que... Certainly it is. If it were not, I should want to call out the other gentleman who held my wife's hand.
I meant that it is you who have been spreading word about me.
Oh, what can you mean, dear Katerina?
And allow me to order you a shot.
I have already. And I should be angry with you, monsieur.
Yes, you are quite right. I cannot deny that. In all fairness, no.
Will somebody tell me?
Margot, will you?
Briefly. My friend, your husband, has let it generally be known that I am descended from... my ancestor.
Oh, I knew this. But I had it from...
That is precisely my complaint. The entire ship is in possession of my story. And it has clearly passed from mouth to mouth until in full circle it has come back to envy after you.
Well, I take the blame upon myself, my dear Hug.
Then I wish you could take too, Monsieur Lamartine, some of the notoriety which has accrued to me.
That I regret.
No, but this is petulance we did not look for in you. And indeed it has no reason.
I think I must be the best judge of that.
You have a story, my dear, with a capital S.
Not to be one of that.
On a long voyage like ours, a young woman becomes known to be connected to a legend. Of course, her bored fellow travelers grapple to her celebrity like drowning men.
I do not like to be paraded as a curiosity, like a circus animal.
Well, you may be sure the idle fascination of the hour will fade away, and within a short time, too.
On the contrary, dear Jean-Pierre. It increases with the days, and will continue. The steerage passengers have it now. It is no amusement to me to be speculated upon by the type of person who might end up working for my husband.
But why should it so aggravate?
Because, ma chérie, we daily come nearer to the waters.
You can imagine, if you will, the sort of talk. The Dutchman's descendant returns to the haunt of that infamous ghost.
Oh, but it is a myth, surely.
Myth? Are there no histories in your family? Passed from mother to daughter, generation to generation.
My family are of the most respectable Lille society.
Do you suggest it is disreputable to tell stories? To hold a tradition?
Dear Madame Gould, we wish we were half so interesting. That is all.
I apologize. I am suffering a degree of celebrity.
Many would give their souls for such a celebrity.
Many have.
You could almost think it worth it.
What's that?
What?
You said it was almost worthwhile.
So, isn't it?
On my life, Vanderdecken, I hardly know. We've lost a deal of men, I can say that.
But few were to share our fortune, then. But look, Franklin, you see, normality. We survived. We repair. The voyage goes on.
And we run well at the moment. Better in some ways than before.
I will tell you, that pilot, I forget his name.
Gilder.
Yes. I think he was not so good a seaman. I think he held us back.
Maybe.
Now, you see, the storm has shaken the cobwebs from our sails, Broeking. We fly. So, home soon.
I long for that.
You have a family? You miss them?
You know I do.
Will you sail again? After me.
Well, I don't expect to be so well fortunate as you.
Then you will not quit the sea.
Not yet a while.
So.
Shall we make for harbour then?
Oh, we shall need plenty. Isn't that true?
We have some shortages. I think builders' carpentry stores are rather depleted at least.
We shall put into the nearest port. Be sure of it.
Which is that?
Lake Vandenkop.
Oh, good. All we need there.
That pilot. He could not have told you that. Not like that, without warning and a half day puzzling his charts.
When will we make landfall?
2 days' time. That Gelder, he was not so good as he claimed, I think.
No, indeed.
I have it all calculated. Times, sunrises. Sunsets enough to carry us back to Holland. I will have them overseen by Flambeau's when he's well enough to figure.
Well, he's already recovered enough.
Oh, no sense in troubling him before he may be ready. We shall study them at his ease when we ride safe into Table Bay. Broeking? I know I am right.
I know I was right.
Perhaps we've not made the headway we thought.
Has someone retied the knots in the lead string? We have made the captain's own speed every day.
I have refigured every one of Mynheer Vanderdecken's almanac calculations, and I can find no error.
Because there is no error, yet we are not where we must be.
We cannot be losing by night what we gain by day. Can we?
The sun rises every morning over our stern lantern, the same as ever it does, Builder. Does the wind veer just before dawn and back again just after sundown by the bowsprit?
Yet the land we run towards is never sighted, though we sail for it all and each day. There is no reason.
Well, certainly I can see none.
Nor I.
Well, I'm just a carpenter. But look, if every measurement I took proved wrong when I cut the wood, I'd look to the rule I relied upon.
The rule of this shipbuilder is as it ever was, the same.
Are they all sick or what?
Just not hungry. Don't know why. I'm finding it myself. Just don't want to eat so much anymore.
Perhaps it's the air or something. Certainly isn't seasickness. We're running silk smooth after the storm. Must be Vilda's repair work better than usual.
But, you know, if it weren't for that, I mean, how everything goes so well, we should normally be worried, shouldn't we?
Why? Look, do you want a drink here, Jakob?
Oh, I'm not thirsty.
Oh, all right. He's sighted land.
Yeah, harbour at last.
Oh, well.
Another ship. Oh, first it's that pirate attack. What do you think more?
Sharpen the knives, spread the sawdust, then we'll see.
We have the guns all charged, Minnie van der Decken, just in case.
We shall not need them, Mason. See her rig? She's a Hollander. Build her.
And there. Oh! Oh!
Better hang on to their letters. Chances are, at our rate, Friesland will be back home before us.
Where is your captain, Friesland?
Here!
We agreed to take your letters. In exchange, we need a bearing from you.
A bearing?
We have lost our track.
Do you say you don't know where you are, Frau Katerina?
A confirmation only.
Just about feel the suspicion now aboard that vessel.
But you know you're at sea, at least.
Our pilot has been gravely sick.
That's an understatement and a half, as you might say.
And haven't you any man else who knows how to plot a course?
Humorous son of a whore, isn't he? Come on, Mason, why don't we fire off a couple of that scowl?
Captain Van Hool, do you wish your post embarked or not?
I think we'll keep it. We have our doubts. You may not make Amsterdam, sailing as you seem to be.
My compliments to you, Captain Van Hool. We shall make home and Holland before you, be sure of it.
When you're past the Cape Row, Katerina, you may flee with such bones.
Are we not round it already?
Then where have we been sailing this past month?
He's wrong, Van Hool.
Doesn't know his own chance, does he?
Do you say we're not round the Cape of Storms?
The whole way still to sail!
Bloody idiots!
Friesland is by name and nature!
Scout for the tow rag!
Away and tie your asses, you scat bucket!
Silence, you
men! Looking to help!
I have it, Captain!
Now, Katerina, hold your
course
and distance!
Listen, my Captain, you men there! Oh, we've got no time to prevent it, Captain!
We're going to be sailing! Oh, I'm not being taken, Mr. Deccan! Back to ship, man! I've got no help!
We're going to hell!
Take you back, Frau Katerina!
Quack away, then, there!
Down! Down!
Breaking through to the helm!
I'm not the helm! We're going to be round!
Come on, sharp! Good day to you, Mynheer Captain Van Hool.
Hold sail! Make way,
I never thus saw that before in my life.
She passed straight through. Never a scratch upon her.
Christ! You'd have given me odds against that, Mason, wouldn't you?
Never a man of all who wouldn't. Mynheer Brogink, the helm, if you please.
Already taken out, Captain!
Mynheer Wilder, let the topsail go there!
Stand,
Minna! Did you ever see that, Froyking?
You must be. A collision like that in a deep part of the other ship?
I have heard of such.
Ah, all sailors' tales.
I never thought to have met with one.
Nick, what's that, do you believe?
What else? A tale for my son, do you think? How my brave Vrouw Katerina ran across a true, a real phantom ship?
Oh, well, Rose, bridegroom.
You are letting me win.
It is the company's policy. Oh, bad. I think that's your game.
What one minute of these flattery.
Well, to say truth, I owe it to you.
I know. Will you walk?
Your servant. I feel almost like your bodyguard at times.
It's not so bad now. Idle people no longer stop to talk so much. But I am watched.
Bear it well.
You have kept your distance, I perceive.
I got little encouragement that evening when I unwittingly launched this business. Not that I don't understand that.
We are very close now, aren't we?
To those waters, yes. Gravenhage steams perhaps 4 miles to what would have been one, the best, in your ancestors' time.
How far we have progressed, and he so little.
You believe in it? But he's still here.
What did you learn, Mynheer David, at your grandmother's knee? That the world is round, that cows give milk?
Goats.
That spring follows winter, and today's children have it so much easier than in the old days when everything was better.
Oh, all that.
Self-evident truths.
She told me lies, too, my grandmother.
If you made a face and the wind changed.
That, and the bogeyman.
Sea serpent.
Which ate up whole ships. Mermaids. She told me about the Flying Dutchman.
So did my grandmother. Did yours lie to you?
I don't know.
Mine didn't.
That's different. It's your family.
Then, doesn't that answer your question? Do I believe in him? How could I not? Here.
I noticed it before. From your husband?
No. It was given to his wife. Another Katerina van der Decken. The last one, 11 generations ago.
This was given to the Dutchman's wife?
After his second voyage. It was the last thing she had of him. After even he'd given her the baby, before he left that last morning.
Silver. Charming.
He was to make it gold when he came home.
And it opens for a picture.
A piece of the Holy Cross. There.
And is it real?
She believed in it.
But then... And how many other claimed relics are there?
She believed he would come home, too.
And you? Despite all evidence to the contrary?
I won't let myself get into Katerina van der Decken's position.
You do believe in it? All, don't you?
She lived with it every day of her life. A souvenir to keep raw the wound of his desertion.
So, why do you wear it?
As a reminder of... It was given me as a child.
An heirloom, then?
I am the first to have worn it.
Since her? Surely not.
It was always meant to go to an eldest daughter of the van der Decken name. There has been none before me.
The odds against that.
10 generations of boy children.
Well, You are special, Frau Groot.
Frau Katharina.
Have you fared no better than ever, Minia Broiking?
There. Take your letters. Never a ship prepared to take them.
And that never will be, Captain. You realize that? You should have offered them more. We have enough.
Your only answer, isn't it, ever? Will you not understand, Vanderdecken?
They all fly from us. See how that one sets her every sail now.
You might offer the world twice over, and you would not buy one single letter passage home. Will our families ever hear from us? Oh, I doubt that very much.
And our physician, Breuking?
Oh, ask him. You think he doesn't know?
The same.
We sail, we sail, we sail, and never nearer home by 1 minute of 1 degree.
Yet we will come there.
Oh, as you have sworn, Captain.
Till when must we wait? Can you figure that? Till time founders?
So I will remake the calculations, since that is what you wish.
We have figures already with calculators round the globe. But we have no one can tell us what they mean and why.
Because our pilot is dead. The old story.
You took everything to yourself.
It is mine to take.
No, never that.
It is my ship.
Our ship.
Mine.
All right. Every misfortune is then your responsibility. They call us damned. Who? From that ship now runs so fast from us. I heard it. The first time it has been said. Today. My face.
But we are damned.
It is not so! That other ship, remember? The Friesland?
That phantom. She who passed through us. She is not to be feared, Breuking. She is past harming us and past harm.
Past harm, yes! She was lost!
As I say, old myths of ghost ships. Tales for a smoky gunroom on a dark watch. Stories to seduce a cabin boy or the tavern-crawling whores in harbor.
Even so. I never thought of a met with such a ship.
And so you have met with one. And so, shall we find you a mermaid, Minia Carpenter? Or a sea serpent that you may tell your grandchildren the full canon of adventure?
It was not her. The phantom.
The Friesland foundered with all hands not a day after we met her. After Vanderdecken, not before.
Stories.
The half dozen other ships we've come upon since.
The Gunser?
First. Never seen thereafter.
They told you this
before even they refused passage for our letters.
Maria de Lisboa.
Smashed wood, tall canvas, not a soul lived.
Marigold.
Never made port.
Zigeuner. Farrendorf. Albrecht von Bremerhaven.
None of them.
Oh, my captain.
Stories.
Oh, do you think I just want to entertain you?
You don't scare me, at least.
Yet it's a wise man who knows when to frighten.
The phantom ship.
Friesland.
Ships that pass without collision on the same water. My precious soul.
A true story it may be.
Men who eat nothing, drink no more.
And we who sail on but nowhere.
So I will take new readings.
You will not read this, Vanderdecken. Friesland never passed through us. We passed through her.
It makes no odds.
It is the Frau Katharina, the phantom ship.
Not my ship, Brogin.
It is we are the damned, Vanderdecken.
And it's all his doing.
Well, if ever man deserved it, it was mine here, Captain.
Oh, yes, William. And us? Where does that leave us?
Who might have expected to get home safe with maybe a little money in our purse? Not that extreme an ambition, do you think?
Well, he's cheated us all, the Fries. Good and proper. And you'd be the one to spot a cheat, right, y'all?
Let go, will ya?
Put him down right now.
That's the answer. Please, I can't.
What answer?
You bloody maniac.
That'll bruise up some, as you might say.
Let's have Musson say his mind, shall we? If he thinks he can solve the business.
The knife.
Opal.
Who else? Vanderdecken.
That's like raising hands against...
No.
Not like Jacob. It would be...
mutiny.
You know what the penalty for that is?
Nothing. You need only do it properly.
And will that make it better?
Why not? Kill the mad bastard who keeps us voyaging nowhere.
But how shall we then find our way to port? He may not know. But no more can we.
Follow another ship. Simple. Cripple.
When each we run across flies under all sail.
You're the gun captain. You stop one for us.
Yeah, from your chair, eh?
Make him our escort.
Oh, easily done, Masson.
You able-bodied men. It is easy. The hard part is the first.
Just hand over to Masson your knives then, Minier Cook.
I don't have the right.
What? The right?
I've never trusted men who talk of mutiny.
What? Don't you hold with it?
Most of it was always only talk. And what wasn't, I've never heard of to come goodies all.
Don't expect good of it, Villian. It's to get our own back.
All right. Which of you will do this?
Play for it.
Too much cloud. Even for the Southern Cross. It's getting there.
Find a decker.
Masson, not him a wolf.
Captain.
And Reichardt, not your watch.
No, it isn't. Is it?
So?
Do you wonder where they are?
No. I can see Villian and Jacob. Any others?
All of them.
And what do you call this?
Summary justice.
Die. That's Cody. Summary justice.
For blood.
Aye.
Now, where is it?
You can't even mutiny. You have me with you for all this voyage, Menhirs.
Did you do your work, Menhirs?
Oh, yes. All of you.
You can't be.
I am. You cannot do me any hurt, nor destroy. I am as you are. And you are the damned.
Responsible.
Did anyone see who said that?
Oh, la vraie dire, tu m'énerves des fois avec tes âneries, tu sais.
Ah, j'arrive, chérie. Donne-moi quelques minutes.
I shall wait you all in the salon, then.
Madame has a point. Such a mist may settle upon the lungs quite easily.
Mm, is it not unseasonable?
Summer fogs in these waters? Not really.
Ah, une petite saison, as we say.
A wind of any kind will disappear this quick as you like. Until then, obviously, we must go quarter speed. Not that there's much likelihood of meeting an oncoming.
I trust the wait we shall not be greatly delayed.
Can a day or so mean that much to you, Monsieur Lamartine?
I hope we have not been companions this voyage, my dear Frau Katharina, without your apprehending the essential nature of time to the man of business.
I understood. Money.
Ah, certainly. Oh, no, you mistake. Capital you could get, lose, borrow more, spend that, and start again from every crash. But time you cannot get again.
One life.
That would seem to be the normal allegation.
Ah, but used wisely, it should be enough.
One chance in 11 generations.
How good?
I'm cold.
Yeah, you must come inside. There is coffee in the salon, and my wife could have
lost your collar, Rosalina.
Are you finding difficulty in breathing?
I will be all right.
No, I think you should leave the deck, at least.
Ah, Geneviève is perhaps not mistaken in her concern.
Please, please. Please, gentlemen.
Oh, come, let go of the rail. No, let go, my dear Pargoud.
Do you hear it?
Another ship. Don't concern yourself, though. There is no danger for all she cannot see us.
You see, the bridge has heard too. The foghorn. The officers know their trade.
Do you think I fear that?
I assure you, there is no chance of accident. Please, let go the rail and let us go inside, yes?
No. No, I cannot move from here.
Well, you should. Now, calm down now. You really should leave the deck.
I shall find the ship's doctor.
Yeah, you would do well to warn my wife, David. And bring a wrap. Tell her.
I will do that first, then.
And my lozenges.
Monsieur Lamartine.
What is it?
I don't know.
You have no asthma that we know of. Oh, calm now. But it is not that you are cold, boy. It is not cold.
Is it mesmerism you are trying?
My dear Frau Katharina. A wind. The mist will clear, you see? Just as it was foretold. Now, Frau Katharina, please, come with me.
Captain, the chart needs repair.
Again?
We have pricked it into holes deeper than the ocean.
And all in the one place. Perhaps this ship.
What will she tell us but that we know? The log.
Here. Last entry there.
It's not kept up, Mynheer Fambus.
No, it isn't.
So this will be our count. Our 52nd meeting. Well, Yakov.
Minerva's compliments a ship. We hope to.
Let him go through the motions. So, where from? The ship or the log?
I'm Port of Amsterdam.
A countryman.
What is our country, Thumbos? Only here. Amsterdam. The name?
Carvenaga.
Sacré nom de Dieu.
A rig. Clear 2 centuries old.
Oh, you're right, my dear Frau Groot. Let me arrange it.
There.
Let me look. You are looking, my dear. We all are.
Let me look.
I have never seen anything like this ship.
Yet she is fully rigged. Almost pristine.
A curiosity for a museum, I must say.
Monsieur de Witt, are they preparing to put out a boat?
Yes, it would seem. Smartly done, too.
They have done this many and many a time.
I wonder what she might cost,
if it were possible to bid.
She would not be for sale.
Oh, you are remarkably certain.
I know her.
What? A ship you can never have seen.
She is my ship.
Oh, come, my dear young lady.
I tell you, she is my ship. She bears my name.
Of course.
Oh, but you have never voyaged before. You cannot know this.
I have carried her with me all my life.
My God, I know her too.
Frau Katharina is not well, I see. The dam.
Monsieur Lamartine. Yes. A word, if you please.
Frau Katharina is not well. The truth.
Joram has slept, my dear, alone.
Oh, David, you are as agitated as she is. What is wrong with the pair of you?
Look, you must either contrive to get her away, or at least have Dr. Mason warned about her condition.
What condition? Why business for the ship's doctor, for the love of heaven?
That is her ship. Do you not realize it?
Oh, I think so. Sweet saviour.
This is a waking nightmare.
There would be a panic if the passenger...
I know. I must get to the captain. He must realise, Lamartine. We dare not even talk to that crew for our lives.
But our Frau Katharina...
Yes, you must get her away. That's why it is her ship. She may lose ours and us with a single word.
Over! Davenhaga! Where are you bound?
Davenhaga!
Pull harder, you men. There's a swell running.
Pull harder, aye. Pull harder if we can, Mynheer Persebroikic.
Will you permit me to board, Davenhaga? I have a package of letters, if you would take them.
Keep your boat a cable sent to us, if you please.
Same as ever.
As if we were a plague ship.
Oh, worse.
Silence in the boat there.
Are they all white-faced with fear or what?
Take silence, Matson. Save your breath for row.
What is your captain, Fabenhaga?
Captain Sinkling! And you? What is your ship?
Row Katharina!
Ralph Katharina.
My ship.
Is that
come
what
away.
He said?
Captain Vanderdecker!
Come away, my dear father.
Leave hold of me.
Keep you back, Ralph Katharina!
Ralph Katharina! To me! Here!
She will not let go of the rail.
You in the boat there!
My name is Broikink!
Persebroikink of the Frau Katharina!
Oh, do not speak to them, I beg you.
The ship's doctor! Doctor, listen,
where is he? Who are you, Minotaur, that you complain to know me?
I am your ship!
What?
Just as I fear, he's encouraging them to come aboard.
It would be best not to continue this conversation.
You are my ship?
Please, let us pass.
My name is your ship's name, Frau Katharina.
Thank God it's not a good
news. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would have the goodness to leave the deck, there is nothing to see. This is the young lady.
Please, Doctor, administer something at once.
Leave me be. I will speak to my men.
You claim to be Katharina Vanderdecken?
I am!
By your favor!
Katharina Vanderdecken!
You cannot be proud, Katharina! It is not possible!
But it is so!
No, Frau Grutter. You take this draught, I beg you.
A calming drink.
It will make you feel better.
I am part of these men's legend. Leave me be, I say.
Doctor's orders, Mina Frau. Just drink this.
So?
Madame is overwhelmed.
You see how they fear us, Breikink? That they try to silence us?
I demand you leave that lady be, Fabenhaga! You say you are Katharina Vanderdecken.
I can prove it.
Do not do this.
You see this, Persebroikink? Do you know it?
What? A pendant I've never seen before?
It's madness, Mynheer.
You're right, you have what you want.
He will know it. Your captain will know it. Take it here.
You cannot give the pendant to them,
Katharina. I will do what I want.
They are not corporal. They cannot take it.
Willem Vanderdecken gave this to his wife the day before he left her, never to return. It has a piece of Holy Cross. Tell him. Say, I am here.
And he will know it?
He must know it. It comes by the hand of the woman he deserted.
That woman. My wife?
As she says.
Are we then home? Safe to our loved ones?
If Frau Katharina says truth.
So, must this then be the wreck of time?
Your oath, worked out at last, that defiance which damned us all. Your oath, Vanderdecken.
And why should it be you who comes home like this? Why not the rest of us condemned out of your own mouth? Why couldn't it have been Breuking's wife, say, out there, come to set us free?
But it isn't. The talisman she wears, the proof.
I gave it her. It is a silver pendant. It will be gold,
soon. Vilda, you must prepare the ship to receive the bride.
Wait. You bring her aboard?
Are we cursed, Vilda?
We're told so.
And we have the evidence of our own experience, sailing but nowhere. Nor eating, nor drinking, no disease, our only rest in sleep. And always refused by other ships the letters we wave, imploring passage for our news to families they tell us are long dead.
Do you say they lie to us?
I cannot know.
Or have we imagined the passage of seasons?
So many we lost count. What choice then but to believe those crews of ever stranger ships, till their fear of us has become what we expect? We who can't even swear by... Till by little our fear of ourselves has become only a terrible commonplace.
That we were damned, we know. They told us.
But now, Frau Katharina is here.
So how is that, Captain?
I cannot know.
Our world was flat. Now it's been declared a sphere. Where does that leave us?
A speck on the surface of its lost oceans. Still, as we were and shall be. Prepare the ship to receive my wife.
Your wife? It's always you, Vanderdecken.
It is my ship.
It is your curse.
Then your burden is mine to lift. It is my guilt. I swore only to bring us home. I will do it now. Prepare the ship to receive my wife.
But, Frau Katharina, remember, your husband awaits you in Durban, on land, in port.
I implore you, Minna, for drink.
You will not understand, will you?
We understand all too well what a danger we're in already.
Danger? How much danger can you mean to me?
Oh, idiot woman.
That is his ship. The Flying Dutchman, do you all pretend not to know it?
We know it with too much certainty. Now, will you calm yourself? You will be the cause of a panic among your fellow
passengers. Why should I care about that? Are you blind aboard this ship?
No, they all stare at this performance of yours.
Drink, Minerval.
Take that away from me!
Oh, that was not a good thing to do, Frau Gut.
I will go to him.
It is a phantom ship. You cannot board.
You say?
You know the story as well as I.
Oh, God, how much better! Tell me, DeWitt, what your grandmother told you. Did she tell of his redemption, how he might be saved?
She never did. The Dutchman doomed to sail eternity and never come to land.
A bastard tale! The truth! Willem van der Decken may come home.
Katharina, he has no home
left.
Home
is where the heart lies.
Oh, do we have to adopt that excuse, I
think? All right, then. I understand. The man of business has no home, does he? His house is with his money. If he has a home, it's a bank.
You must restrain her, Dutchman.
His family is his home. I am his family. I bear his name.
You took your husband's name, Frau Groot, not van der Decken. Your husband is a farmer.
I am here. I can save him.
He waits for you at the Cape, Frau Groot.
He waits for me there.
You will see him when we make port.
I will go to him now. No, you cannot mean to. You will send a boat.
You will not be able to board.
Will you try to stop me?
You must.
Some help here, you gentlemen, please.
Let me go.
It is for your own good.
And ours, God knows.
I must work his story out.
It is not your story, Frau Groot.
Mine. His. I will go.
You cannot make it.
Let me go.
Help me here.
I am here!
It is a siren call, Katharina. You must not go!
Oh, my God.
What do you want?
News.
For me or from me?
Both.
So you want me to start, hey?
Whatever.
You go first, then.
The big strong box you died for yesterday?
Broke it open, did you, Henrik?
Me and Anders. Guess what was in it?
Nix.
Gold, man. Fool.
Yes!
But there you are, bankers are pleased to fuss themselves.
They ought to be.
So we got permission to do the full works on this here, eh? Good, eh?
Good. Good. You didn't find anything in that logbook I brought up, did you?
Fell to pieces as soon as Anders opened it up. Cagan scully that he is.
So much for your ideal story then, Henry.
Who gives a toss? The bankers, they've got gold, haven't they? Even the whole ship stuffed with it. That's the ideal story as far as they're concerned.
Still, would it be nice to have known?
Old tales. If they met the Flying Dutchman or not, nobody cares, Pete. You strip out that Kravenhaga wreck, that's all that matters. Every last piece of cash, eh? You hear?
I hear you, boss.
Happy dive.
Isn't it always?
Flying Dutchman by Roger Daines, Willem van der Decken was played by Owen Teal. Katerina Groot and Katerina van der Decken by Elaine Claxton. De Witt, Hugh Kermode. Lamartine, Olivia Pierre. Genevieve, Tina Gray. Boykink, John Evans. Wilde, Derek Waring. Frambose, Malcolm Ward. Gelder, Lyndon Gregory. De Vries by Peter Yap, Villion by Daniel Davis, Reichart, Russell Floyd, Jakob, Richard Pierce, Matson, David Jarvis, and Dr. Neutzen by Peter Whitman. The Flying Dutchman was directed by Adrian Beam.